Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. In the past week, we celebrated Veterans Day. The Republican presidential contenders squared off to debate U.S. foreign policy, and the military hawks are alarmed that should the super committee fail to reach a compromise, huge cuts for the military are mandated. And all of this attention to military and foreign policy is coming to focus. Here's what I think. We need a serious national debate on where we go from here. I know that jobs are dominating the national debate. However, since military spending and foreign policy cost so much money and energy, they cannot be ignored. Let's put this into perspective. Our military expenditures are more than $620 billion per year. We spend more money on our military than all the rest of the countries in the world. China is our closest competitor at $100 billion. $100 billion, but we're at $600 billion plus. We've assumed the role of policeman to the world. Every time there's a problem in a country, we seem to think that we must move in with our military might, fix it, and then rebuild the country. I don't think President Bush should have invaded Iraq, but he is not the one that authorized a surge of troops in Afghanistan and escalated that war. President Obama called it a war of necessity, and I never agreed with that. We have spent billions and billions of dollars and lost thousands of lives. And what does Afghanistan have? Well, no oil, just camels and poppy fields. I give credit to the president for getting us out of Iraq and Afghanistan, but his schedule hasn't been any faster than the one proposed by President Bush. Has our nation building and military dominance around the world saved us from another terrorist attack on our soil? I don't know. But I do know that we can't afford to continue our policy of managing the world. We have more than 1 million troops in uniform all over the world. The Cold War ended in 1989, but we still have 80,000 troops in Europe. Bring them home. Russia's not going to invade Europe. Maybe Europe should provide its own defense. Do you know how much Russia spends on its military? A paltry 8%. Of what we spend, 8% all. The threats in the world are different than they were during the Cold War. There's a new world order. We can't afford to manage and pay to solve everybody else's problems. Now you might wonder, what does all this have to do with agriculture in rural America? Well, a lot. We need to be safe and have a sound economy, and that's not going to happen unless we take care of business here at home. And I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss good.